Of the dozen countries affected by this disaster, Indonesia has fared the worst. More than 70,000 people were killed there, and the total is expected to rise as workers reach more remote areas. The bulk of the destruction has taken place in the Aceh province on the island of Sumatra. Relief supplies are starting to arrive there, and as NPR's Michael Sullivan reports, thousands of Indonesians are clogging the roads in and out of the hardest-hit areas.
The town of Bakunan has become a way station of sorts on the coastal road to Banda Aceh. For those coming from the south, seeking news of missing relatives farther north, it is the last town you can reach by car. A few miles past Bakunan, the first of many washed-out bridges force the most determined to continue their journey by foot, boat, and motorcycle. For those fleeing the death and destruction up island, Bakunan is the place to hitch a ride out to some other, safer place. 31-year-old Subhan paused in Bakunan today after he tried but failed to make his way to Banda Aceh to find his missing brother and sister. He got as far as the coastal town of Malabo, one of the hardest hit and most isolated communities on the coast, but he was forced to turn back.
I saw many buildings destroyed and a lot of people running around, screaming. There were people searching for their families, fathers searching for their sons, mothers for their daughters, and the government and the NGOs aren't moving fast enough to help.
And help is greatly needed in Malabo, a town less than 100 miles from the quake's epicenter. Aid is only now trickling in. Indonesian officials said today that up to a third of the town's 120,000 people may have perished. A police sergeant who wouldn't give his name said he helped deliver some emergency supplies to Malabo earlier today, some water and some noodles. Not much for a town that needs everything.
It's totally destroyed. All communication and transportation is gone.
The sergeant quickly begged off and headed down the road, heading for the city of Medan. There he hoped to catch a military transport to Banda Aceh. His wife and children have been missing there since Sunday. Talk to almost anyone here and you'll hear a story about a missing family member or two or three. Everyone in Aceh is feeling beyond sad, said Subhan, the man searching for his brother and his sister. We have no words to describe how we feel. Michael Sullivan, NPR News, Bakunan, Aceh.